Title of work, fenced, bracket one, bracket, forward slash, group of three. Fenced, bracket two, bracket, forward slash, group of three. Fenced, bracket three, bracket, forward slash, group of three. This is a group of three pots, fenced one, fenced two, and fenced three, made in 2023 by Mel Robson. The pots are shaped like a cup or pannikin with straight upright sides that join a flat elliptical or oval base. The bottom of the pots are narrower across one axis rather than perfectly round. As if made for giant hands, they're approximately three times larger than a regular pannikin, each with varying dimensions. The forms were thrown on a pottery wheel using stoneware clay and finished with a bronze glaze and decals. The reflective quality of the metallic glaze differs across the pots. In some areas, it loses much of its shine and has a matte, near-black finish. This seems to emphasise that the very base or ground material from which these objects are made comes from the land itself. The pots reflect light in the same way that light flickers off a gibber plane. The decals that populate the outer surface of the pots are maps. The lines indicate the different boundaries and borders of the first colonial land grants and pastoral leases in the Northern Territory. For Robson, the maps highlight the colonisation and dispossession of Indigenous landholders. Fenced, bracket one, bracket, is the largest of the three works, measuring 18 centimetres high by 15 centimetres wide and 12 centimetres deep. The lines and writing which decorate the pot are black. The mapping on this piece is the most complex of the three. Areas are divided into square and rectangular sections that echo the horizontal and vertical orientation of the piece. Lines vary in length. Some are solid, others are regular dotted lines created by short strokes. These contrast with several diagonal meandering tracks and finely dotted trails. The parcels of land repeat the information on the cadastral maps, and areas are methodically numbered from 10 through to 23 on one side, and the area of each land parcel is denoted in square miles. There are also markings that indicate the existence of salt marshes, wells and soakages upon this land. Fenced bracket 2 bracket is 13 centimetres high by 16 centimetres wide and 12 centimetres across, making this the smallest of the three pots. Here the lines and writing of the decal are a bright white and again describe the mapping features as on the first pot. The outer surface is overlaid with a mix of solid and dashed lines which form a grid of squares and rectangular fence lines accompanied with numbers and codes. Again, the areas are labelled in square miles and other land features are also indicated. Fenced bracket 3 bracket is 18 centimetres high by 17 centimetres wide and 13 centimetres across. At the top of this piece, a black stencil-like decal features the numerals 36, 37, ampersand, the symbol used to indicate and, the numeral 38. Below and further to the right are the numbers 190 and 203. These numerals and symbols are 14 millimetres high. On the other side of the pot, an asymmetrical grid of straight lines shows the fenced areas of a property overlaid on a grid of dotted boundaries. A fluid line sweeps down from the upper edge of the pot, indicating the end of pastoral land, along with notations relating to water courses, soakages and other relevant information. The bird's eye view presented in maps transposes a three-dimensional concept onto a flat two-dimensional surface. Robson takes this idea and inverts it, wrapping these two-dimensional maps back onto a three-dimensional form. Robson says of her pieces, "Respond to the beauty of place and the knowing of land, as well as to the layered histories of dispossession and the hidden stories embedded in each place and every map. When we think of place, of territory, of country, of land, we need to remember that these lines were made by those in power. Maps tend to serve the purpose of the maker, and the claiming of space and marking of territory can be a gesture of obfuscation, concealment, complicity, and superimposition. Underneath them are other stories, other interpretations, other histories, and other powers. Maps can be convenient, seductive, beautiful, and intriguing, but they inevitably hide, ignore, or misrepresent. Although they become an accepted and embedded part of how we look at land and place, we would do well to look deeper, go beyond the surface markings, and continually question these representations of place." This is the end of the audio description.